This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. New unemployment claims took a jump in Colorado last week. Here's CPR's Corey Jones.
Coloradans filed more than 9,100 initial jobless claims last week. That's according to the State Labor Department's latest report. The number of new claims has continued to climb since mid-October, and last week's figure is up nearly 1,700 compared to the week before. The most recent data show that the top two industries with the most new unemployment claims are accommodation and food services, followed by construction. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Nearly 300 food service workers will soon be out of a job as COVID-19 continues to bludgeon Colorado's restaurant and entertainment industries. Sodexo-owned Centerplate told the Colorado Department of Labor Tuesday that it will lay off 276 employees in the state next month. The cuts will affect cooks, servers, and bartenders at venues including the Colorado Convention Center and Denver Performing Arts Complex. Colorado's drought is also getting worse. Now more than a fourth of the state is considered to be in exceptional drought, the most severe category designated by the U.S. Drought Monitor. Most of the state is in extreme drought despite recent snowstorms. According to a meteorologist with Denver's CBS 4, this is the driest year in Colorado since 2002. That year saw the Hayman Fire, which was the state's largest wildfire on record until this year. It's 65 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.